A trade deal deadline has passed, creating uncertainty for Oklahoma farmers, and three more arrested in the Lake Arcadia mass shooting investigation. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Friday, July 10th. I'm Nick Daniels. A United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement that allows goods to move freely among the three countries recently missed a key deadline. Anna Pope reports what that means for Oklahoma's agriculture industry.
The U.S. declined to renew the trade deal. It wasn't canceled, but the countries now have a decade to hammer out details of how they trade in the future. U.S. agricultural goods make up just a piece of this trade pie. But Todd Hubbs, grain marketing specialist at the Oklahoma State University Extension, says it's a big deal for Oklahoma crops.
All of these things would impact Oklahoma growers. If for some reason down the line USMCA got torn up, it just goes into a yearly review unless there's a formal withdrawal. We haven't heard that yet.
The countries also trade a lot of beef back and forth across their borders. Experts think there won't be a major price shock immediately, but long-term uncertainty behind the scenes could impact cattle markets. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Edmond police are continuing to press charges against individuals believed to have been involved in the early May mass shooting at Lake Arcadia. Natalie Armour has details.
Edmond police have made three more arrests in connection to the mass shooting at Lake Arcadia, which resulted in the death of an 18-year-old and injuries to 22 others. The shooting took place at Scissortail Campgrounds near Lake Arcadia, where 100 teenagers and young adults gathered for a party. A 19-year-old man is charged with shooting with intent to kill, gang-related offenses, and the possession of a firearm during a violent felony incident. Two 20-year-old men are charged with accessory to first-degree murder. Arrests in connection to the shooting range from ages 16 to 23, with charges ranging from first-degree murder to shooting with intent to kill to accessory to murder. Some have up to six charges filed against them. This makes nine total arrests in connection to the mass shooting, but law enforcement officials believe there are additional individuals involved. I'm Natalie Armour.
Anyone with information related to the incident is encouraged to contact the Edmond Police Department. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission has been awarded a $2 million grant from the Environmental Protection Agency. KGOU's Jack Walters has more.
Since 2007, the OCC's Brownfields program has helped to facilitate redevelopment at sites that have been environmentally impacted while under OCC jurisdiction. Jeffrey Myers is the department's manager.
So the program itself, basically, in a nutshell, just kind of helps Oklahomans and companies and nonprofits within the state address property that's been impacted by historic oil and gas exploration and production activities.
Now, the department has been awarded $2 million from the EPA to help facilitate their work. This grant allows the department to conduct more environmental site assessments, where members of the Brownfields department evaluate locations and advise on what to do next.
Just give us a call. Let us help you. So even if we don't have the resources or we're not the person to help you, we usually know who to get you in contact with.
Ways to contact the Brownfields Department can be found on the OCC website. I'm Jack Walters.
Estimates show Oklahoma's booth at the Great American State Fair in Washington, D.C. will have a six-figure price tag for taxpayers. Robbie Korth has details.
The State Fair booth highlights the Oklahoma City Thunder's NBA title last season, the state's culture, and history. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports it is expected to cost almost $150,000 to operate in D.C. at the 16-day celebration of the country's 250-year anniversary. Some states chose not to take part in the Trump administration's Freedom 250 event, citing the costs. A total of 17 people, including volunteers and two staff members from Oklahoma's Department of Tourism and Recreation, traveled to D.C. to work the event. I'm Robbie Korth.
The Great American State Fair is scheduled to end today. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.